This is VOA News by Diane Roberts. The United Nations Human Rights Investigator on Myanmar called Friday for a united international stance against the military, which seized power February 1st and has cracked down on protesters. Thomas Andrews told the UN Human Rights Council, quote, "It is heartbreaking to bear witness to the terror and lawlessness by those who have illegally grabbed power in Myanmar," end quote. And he added, quote, "We must strip away the junta's sense of impunity," end quote. Meanwhile, scores of Myanmar policemen and their families now fled to India, security officials said Friday, with one officer telling AFP that the authorities are, quote, "beating and torturing," end quote, protesters. Myanmar's military authorities are cracking down with increasing severity on daily protests against their last month's coup, with at least 70 people killed, according to the UN's top rights expert on the country. The U.S. and UN urged the Houthis to respond to a sound plan for a nationwide ceasefire in Yemen. It has been before the leadership for a number of days, but it appears the group is prioritizing a military offensive, the U.S. Special Envoy on Yemen said Friday. He told the Atlantic Council think tank he'll return when the Houthis are prepared to talk. This after a visit to the region to revive efforts to end the six-year conflict that is widely seen as a proxy war between Saudi Arabia and Iran. He added, quote, "If we cannot make progress now, the country will spiral into greater conflict and instability," end quote. U.S. President Joe Biden met leaders of Australia, India, and Japan Friday, a group central to his efforts to counter China's growing military and economic power, and said a free and open Indo-Pacific region was crucial to all of them.